From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The seven leading Republican presidential contenders have used their first major debate to level a strong critical assault on the policies of President Obama, in particular, his handling of the U.S. economy. The GOP frontrunner, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, says Mr. Obama must be held accountable.
What this president has done has slowed the economy. He didn't create the recession, but he made it worse and longer.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich went even further.
The Obama administration is an anti-jobs, anti-business, anti-American energy, destructive force.
One of the participants in the New Hampshire debate, GOP Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, who's a Tea Party favorite, used the forum to announce she is formally entering the race.
We're going to win. Just make no mistake about it. I want to announce tonight, President Obama is a one-term president.
The president is raising money for his reelection campaign. Speaking at a fundraiser in Miami last evening, he indirectly criticized his GOP opponents and Republican demands for steep cuts in federal spending.
The easiest thing to do to balance a budget is, you know, you just slash and burn and you cut and you don't worry about the consequences. But that's not who we are.
President today travels to Puerto Rico. He is the first president to visit that island in half a century. Volunteers in Hamburg, Iowa, are scrambling to add height to a secondary levee to protect the town from floodwaters of the Missouri River. Resident R.D. Hendrickson says the water has torn a huge hole in the primary levee.
The energy from the river cutting the side of the levee off, and the great big chunks, 4 and 6 foot chunks of the levee cab off from just the sheer pressure of the river.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the floodwaters could reach Hamburg today. If they breach the secondary levee, the town could be under 10 feet of water for weeks. A group of retired law enforcement officers is calling for an end to the war on drugs, an effort which was started 40 years ago this week by then-President Richard Nixon. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports they're calling for more treatment and fewer arrests.
Former narcotics officers say nearly 2 million people are arrested on drug charges every year, and the prisons and jails are full of drug offenders. Members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, a group that supports legalizing drugs, will appear in Washington to try to meet with the Obama administration's drugs czar. Many civil rights groups want to see more money go toward drug treatment programs rather than to locking up drug addicts for years. TV producer David Simon, who created the popular show The Wire, recently called on the Justice Department to rethink its approach to drug crimes. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
An attack on a government compound in Iraq has killed at least 9 people and wounded more than 24 others. After 2 car bombs exploded outside the complex, gunmen stormed in, taking some hostages. This is NPR News from Washington. The massive wildfire in Arizona is now about 18% contained, but the flames have gotten very close to a community along the Arizona-New Mexico border. The blaze has charred more than 700 square miles of forest land. A National Labor Relations Board judge opens a hearing in Seattle today on a complaint charging Boeing with violating federal labor laws by building a new assembly plant in South Carolina. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Boeing is denying any wrongdoing.
Boeing says it hasn't broken any labor laws by building its Dreamliner assembly plant in North Charleston. A spokesman says no jobs were lost, and he says the company has added 2,000 new jobs in Washington state. But the machinist union claims the company is punishing workers for previous strikes and the threat of future ones. Ultimately, Boeing says it will assemble 3 Dreamliners a month in South Carolina and 7 in Washington state. The legal battle has reverberated across the country and in Washington, D.C., where many Republican leaders have backed Boeing. The dispute has also prompted a congressional hearing in South Carolina later this week. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Government reformers are breathing a sigh of relief after a unanimous Supreme Court decision upholding a broad state ethics law. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the justices reversed a state court decision which would have undermined conflict of interest laws across the country.
Writing for the court, Justice Antonin Scalia said that legislators have no personal First Amendment right to vote on a bill, nor do they have a constitutional right to speak for a bill in a legislative session that's a run-up to a vote. Nevada was within its rights, he said, to bar both voting and legislative speaking when a legislator has a conflict of interest.
That's NPR's Nina Totenberg, and I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.